Hello.
Hi, this is Mary from Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Let me ask you, are you registered to vote in North Carolina?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, wonderful. And just to reconfirm, can you please provide me your year or of birth?
4/17/1960.
Thank you very much. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
No. Okay, thank you. What is your race? White, Black, or African American, American Indian or Alaska Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern, Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish, or some other race?
Black.
Thank you. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received? The options are 12th grade or below, no high school diploma, high school graduate, some college but not degree, associated degree, bachelor's degree, master's degree, professional degree, or doctorate?
Master.
Master. Thank you. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a positive impact on issues you care about? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale 0 to 10, where 10 means that your vote has a lot of power, 5 means you're just some power, and 0 means your vote has no power at all.
10.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
It will be somewhat dissatisfied or very dissatisfied?
Somewhat.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that. The first person is Kamala Harris. What number will you assign to her from 0 to 10?
10.
10. Okay. The Republican Party?
0.
Okay. J.D. Benz?
0.
Joe Biden?
10.
Attorney General Josh Stein?
10.
Donald Trump?
0.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
5.
5. And the Democratic Party?
10.
Thank you. I know it is a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., other independent third party, undecided, or would you vote for other political offices but not for president?
Kamala Harris.
Thank you. I know it is a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative? The Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
Democrat.
Thank you. Which of the following statements is closer to your opinion, even if neither is perfect? Statement A. Voting in the upcoming 2024 election is how I have the power to make changes on the issues that are important to my everyday life. Or statement B, my personal decisions are what impact my everyday life most, and voting in the upcoming 2024 elections won't impact me that much.
A.
A. And from A, how do you feel about this? This is how much closer to your opinion? Is much more closer or somewhat closer to your opinion?
Closer.
Much more, or somewhere.
Much more, I'm sorry, yeah.
Okay. Don't worry, it's okay. Which of the following statements is closer to your opinion, even if neither is perfect? The first one, our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Second, our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. And third one, our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could in the future.
I'll say the second one.
Thank you. In general, do you feel positive or negative about each of the following? Your own future.
Okay, say that again.
Yeah. In general, how do you feel? Do you feel or positive or negative about each of the following? The first item that I will mention is your own future. Do you feel positive about it or negative?
Positive.
Positive. What about the future of the planet?
Negative.
Negative. And the future of the country?
Positive.
Positive, okay. Thank you. From your most recent voting experience in the November 2022 election, would you say that voting is getting easier or harder for you? Or has it been about the same?
I'm the same.
The same, okay. Thinking about the upcoming elections in 2024, please indicate the two best reasons why you might not vote in the upcoming elections. You may select up to two answers, and the list of answers are, it is too difficult for me to vote, I don't like any of the candidates, I don't know enough about the candidates, because elections are rigged and my vote won't matter, I don't have time to vote, racist politicians have made it too hard for me and people like me to vote, because voting doesn't change things that matter to me or other.
I think the last one.
Other. Okay, and what would be the other reason?
No, I mean the one before that, I'm sorry. The one before that.
Don't worry. That will be because voting doesn't change things that matter to me?
Wait a minute.
Would you like me to read the options again?
Yeah.
Don't worry. No, I know there are a few. Don't worry.
Okay.
It is too difficult for me to vote. I don't like any of the candidates. I don't know enough about the candidates because elections are rigged and my vote won't matter. I don't have time to vote. Racist politicians have made it too hard for me and people like me to vote, and because voting doesn't change things that matter to me.
Okay, the second one.
I don't like any of the candidates?
I'm sorry, third one. I think it's...
I don't know enough about the candidates?
What was the fourth one?
Elections are rigged and my vote won't matter. Then we have, I don't have time to vote, and race politicians have made it too hard for me and my people.
Okay, that one. That's a good one.
Okay. All right. You can choose actually two options. Would you like to choose another one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What other one would you like to choose besides the racist politicians?
What's the first one?
It's too difficult for me to vote. I don't like any of the candidates. I don't know enough about the candidates. Elections are rigged and my vote won't matter. I don't have time to vote. And because voting doesn't change things that matter to me.
Do the first one.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Who is trying to make it harder for people like you to vote in the upcoming elections? Please select all that apply. The options are racist politicians, Democrats, all politicians, Republicans, none of the above.
It would be the Republicans.
Okay. Thank you.
Just one, or I can do more?
Yeah, you can select more.
Did you say racist politicians?
Yes.
Yes, that's another one.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you. Okay, so below there is a list, below for me, but I will read it after. Below is a list of potential threats to democracy in America. After mm-hmm. each one, please indicate how much you believe that each threat could happen in this country, from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you believe that that threat is near certainty to happen,
mm-hmm.
5 means you are not that sure, and 0 means you believe that that threat will certainly not happen. Remember,
okay.
0 is that you believe that that is not going to happen, 5 is that you are not sure, and 0 it is that threat is very likely to happen, and then we have all the numbers in between. The first
okay.
threat, it is increasing political violence in response to American elections. So from 0 to 10, okay.
Mm-hmm.
The second threat is creating a surveillance state to monitor citizens' everyday lives.
5.
Okay. Preventing the president from being prosecuted for things they did while acting in an official capacity as president, even if those things were illegal.
10.
10. Okay. All right. And the next one is having armed vigilantes guard polling locations to ensure that only the right types of voters get to vote.
Say that one more time.
Yeah. Having armed vigilantes guard polling locations to ensure that only the right type of voters get to vote.
Do 5.
5, okay. Mm. Allowing wealthy individuals, corporations, and special interests to have unchecked influence on elections by eliminating all restrictions on donations to political campaigns.
5.
Sending voters to jail for minor voting errors or trying to correct minor voting errors.
8.
8, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Arresting and jailing individuals who hand out food and water to voters standing in long lines to vote.
10.
Restructuring the Department of Justice so the president can prosecute political opponents, including protesters.
10.
Giving the president the power to deploy the military against the protesters at any demonstration against the government and effectively criminalizing constitutionally protected free speech.
And this is for current or for the one for 2024? I mean,
yeah.
25.
No,
24,
for,
okay.
For these elections, for this year, the 2024.
Oh, okay, okay. Say 6.
6, okay. Thank you. All right, perfect. We finished this question. We're going to the next one. How big of a problem is racial discrimination in your life today? Big problem, somewhat of a problem, small problem, not a problem.
Small.
Small. Okay, thank you. Have you or anyone you personally known experienced any racist comments or behaviors within the past 2 years?
Is it somebody I know?
Yes. Or you.
Okay. Okay. I would say not.
No. Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you. All right. Mm-hmm. Below, for me, again, I will read it to you. Below are some statements that Democrats have made about Republicans. On a scale from 0 to 10, please indicate how concerned you are about the statement, where 10 means you are extremely concerned about the statement, a 5 means you are neither concerned or unconcerned about the statement, and 0 means you are not at all concerned about the statement. You may select any number from 0 to 10. The first statement is, now, nearly 60 years after the passage of the Civil Rights Act, racist mega politicians want to roll back our freedom to vote and pick their own voters. Remember, 0 is not at all concerned, and 10 is extremely concerned. And then you have all the numbers in between. So how would you... 10, okay.
Mm-hmm.
MAGA Republicans are trying to silence our voices because they've seen what our collective power can achieve, like how we've organized and unions to win higher wages against wealthy corporations.
10.
MAGA Republicans are working diligently to suppress the votes of tens of thousands of Americans, sometimes by illegal intimidating practices.
10.
10. Okay. And the last one. When we come together and vote, we can choose leaders who will work to raise our wages and crack down on wealthy corporations who are price gouging and driving up the cost of living.
10.
10. Thank you. Okay. Next question. All right. Here is a list of actions that people might take to participate in civic engagement or politics. Which of one or two of the following do you believe are the most effective way to make changes on the issues that you care about the most? You may select up to two options. I will read the options now.
Okay.
Volunteering for a local organization in my community, calling, writing, emailing local politicians, signing petitions, donating to political campaigns or organizations, engaging in direct action like attending sit-ins or occupying buildings, talking to friends and family about politics, voting in federal elections such as for president or U.S. Congress, voting in state or local elections such as for governor or mayor, boycotting a company, and marching in a protest. Which one would you select?
Voting in local elections.
Voting in federal elections or state or local elections?
State and local.
Okay.
State or local. Yeah.
Okay. Both of them. Okay. Thank you. Now, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a positive impact on issues you care about? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale 0 to 10, where 10 means that your vote has a lot of power, 5 means just some power, and 0 means your vote has no power at all.
I would say 7.
7. Thank mm-hmm. you. One last time. If the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or independent third party, or on the side?
Kamala Harris.
and politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Democrat.
Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Strong.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat liberal.
Thank you. Are you or have you ever been a member of a union?
No.
Do you currently own your own your home? Rent?
No.
Live with? Sorry?
Rent. I'm sorry, rent.
Rent. Okay, thank you. Were you born in the United States or in another country?
The United States.
Okay, thank you. Were your parents born in the United States or another country?
United States.
Both of them, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president? Or were you not able to vote?
Joe Biden.
Which of the following best describe your current employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker, or stay-at-home parent, student, or other?
Retired.
Retired, all right. And last one. This is kind of long, so feel free to interrupt me in the middle while I'm reading the options. We'll read the question
okay.
now. Last year, in the 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Was it, and I will read the categories that we have, less than $24,000, $24,999, between $25,000 to $34,999, $35,000 to $44,999, $45,000 to $64,999, $55,000 to $64,999. Okay, thank you. All right, and that was the last one. Thank you okay. so much. This concludes our survey, and I really appreciate your time.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. Have a lovely day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay. Thank you.